When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Angela writes, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a question issue for your therapy thingy.
Okay. that made me laugh.
My husband's ex-girlfriend seems to come around when there's a funeral for friends and family and stays for hours.
Mm.
She hangs with my husband the whole time, talks about the past. She never brings her husband. They grew up together, and she's known the family for a while. She's mildly polite to me, but everything in my body wants to tell her at the next funeral it's not her place to come anymore. How many funerals are they having?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I caught that too.
Some older people.
Maybe.
They broke up years ago, but I still get a sense that if she had a chance to get back with my husband, she'd dump hers and go for it.
Mm.
Should I say something or just let it go and continue to privately stew in my anger? My husband doesn't think it's a big deal, doesn't want a confrontation.
I would let it go and continue to stew in your anger. All right, next.
That is unexpected because you do like to stir up the drama.
No, hey, you know, I think, you know, if we were to borrow a page from one of our listeners, Andrew, the love doctor, who calls us quite often with advice, I would say communication. You got to make sure that you are at least telling your husband how you feel in black and white terms.
Well, it sounds like she has, but he
maybe not.
Doesn't like, feel like it's a big enough issue to deal with. So it's, I mean, it's obvious she's mentioned it to him, but he's just like, because it is his issue to handle. It's his ex-girlfriend. He should be the one to be like, I appreciate it, but you don't have to keep showing up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he doesn't want to say that.
Right. Right. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't want to say it. That's a good point. Have you been in a situation with an ex that just kind of keeps coming around?
Mine just disappeared.
Well, that's because you always got broken up with, and they were just like, peace.
Yeah, and I wasn't the one that kept hanging out either.
Right.
I'm not going where I'm not wanted.
Sure. Understandable. Yeah. Yeah, I want to say that I was never, and I was trying to think, was I that ex that just kind of kept hanging around? But no, I don't think I was either.
It's like a family friend kind of a situation, and if they like grew up together, then you know if your friend's
got history
dad
that,
passes away, yes, yeah, or grandpa, right. Or there's somebody like that.
Mutual that, friends that
yes,
you both
that
have.
Maybe you had experience with hanging around, then I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's how entrenched with the family she was.
Yeah, maybe, you're right.
But she needs to bring her husband. Like the reason she keeps showing up by herself and then embedding herself with Angela's husband hanging out the whole time, is I get why she's bothered by that.
No, I get it too. All right. Yeah. Well, hey, let us know, especially if you've been in this sort of situation, like how did you handle it with addressing it or addressing the ex? You know what I mean?
Right.
502-795-1997. That is our number. Group therapy here. We'll take some of your stories and some of your thoughts on this coming up. All right. So group therapy, Angela's husband's ex just kind of keeps showing up. Now they were, you know, I guess, you know, childhood friends. Yeah. So she has a little more history than maybe a standard ex might have. I don't know. Is that legitimate to say? So anyways,
sure. Yeah,
she just continues to just kind of hang out and show up at places. She said to him, hey, you know what? Can she not? And he's like, man, not a big deal.
Yeah. Can you handle that? And yeah, hubby doesn't think it's a big enough deal. And especially at funerals, she seems to be like posting up with Angela's husband, just hanging out, kind of like taking her rightful place next to him. And she's kind of like, no.
Yeah, that's my spot.
My place, and she's not bringing. Right. She's got a husband, apparently. She's not bringing him.
See, that's a little bit of a red flag there. Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show. What's up? What do you think?
It's a problem. Let me get right to it. she's got to reach down and really tell him it bothers her if she hasn't already. It sounds like she might have. I don't know the details, but if he doesn't like confrontation, you know what? He needs to get over it. That needs to end. She needs to quit coming to events, funerals, whatever it is, because it's bothering. Think about this for a minute. It's bothering the person that you're spending the rest of your life with. It
yeah.
bothers them.
Yeah.
Communicate. Yeah. Communicate, communicate. Absolutely 100% correct. Most relationships fail, whether you're married or dating, because people won't talk because they're afraid of conflict or they're afraid of the outcome. And then it just gets worse. Ben's 100% right. She's got to tell him in a little more detail. And I'm telling you what, if he doesn't want to deal with it, then she needs to deal with it.
Mm.
Actually, he needs to deal with it. He needs to cut that off. Be done. Seriously, guys. It's going to be a major, major problem down the road.
1,000%. E from LJ is texting, husband is a turd. The girlfriend is totally in the wrong, especially if the only person she spends time with regularly during those times is the husband.
Oh.
She should bring her husband, spend time with him instead of the ex. Also, husband needs to deal with the baggage, especially since his wife has expressed her discomfort.
Yeah, she's hanging out with her ex the entire time. There's something going. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And if her husband doesn't realize that, and he does, he just doesn't want to deal with it, then that's on him. Now, he's got to fix that. Communicate. Be the man. Cut it off. Be done.
Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you as always, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
Kirk checks in on text and says, glass breaks. Put them in the ring!
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You mean put Angela and the ex in the ring?
Apparently, yes. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Brittany's like, maybe she's having the family members whacked so she can see her ex.
Did you say whacked?
Whacked, yeah. Like, wait, maybe like, she's... Like, we went dark with this theory. We went really dark.
Hey, I tell you what. Why don't you stay away? Otherwise, maybe you might
next
find...
Next up is Aunt Betsy.
You might find a new pair of shoes that are cement.
I don't think it's that dark, but yeah. Amanda says, it seems to me like she was more than an ex-girlfriend, was practically family first.
Yeah.
And does anyone else not want her there or just the wife?
Oh.
I would think if no one else wanted her there, they would tell her, but seems like they aren't. So maybe she's got a busy husband. And that's why she always shows up solo.
I mean, but maybe they're not like, you know, they're thinking, oh, okay, well, if it's all right with Angela, then we're fine with it. You know,
maybe, or just everybody just doesn't. They're just kind of like, well, that's literally probably the reaction. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they just don't feel like they need to try to make a scene or say anything about it. Elizabeth says, I'm going through the same thing with my husband's ex-wife.
Mm.
She comes to funerals. They grew up together.
Yeah.
My husband knows how I feel, but out of respect for his kids, we have not said anything to his ex-wife to avoid confrontation.
All right.
But she needs to speak up.
We'll get this on Facebook, too, at Ben and Kelly Show, so you can chime in there as well. But, hey, Angela, I think we're all saying the same thing. You gotta spell it out to your husband. Like, spell it out in no uncertain terms.
Maybe he's not fully aware, again, of just how much it does bother you.
Like, yeah.
I know you've mentioned it,
but
maybe it needs to be reiterated.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted there. That is Group Therapy.